Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 2nd. I should let you know that we will be out for Independence Day, and we will see you again Monday, July 6th. Let's proceed. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that the automaker has become the manufacturing partner for biotech firm CureVac. CureVac is a Germany-based company developing therapies based on messenger RNA, a promising technology to cure a large number of diseases. And over the last few years, they have been developing novel flu vaccines, making them a frontrunner to come up with a solution for COVID-19. On Twitter last night, CEO Elon Musk announced, quote, "Tesla has a side project, is building RNA microfactories for CureVac and possibly others." He went on to say, quote, "In principle, I think synthetic RNA and DNA has amazing potential. This basically makes a solution to many diseases a software problem." Tesla announced its second quarter deliveries and production numbers. The automaker confirmed 90,650 deliveries, which beat expectations quite substantially. Over a few weeks ago, most Wall Street estimates put Tesla deliveries at around 60,000 to 70,000 vehicles during the second quarter, roughly in line with the overall automotive industry decline due to the global pandemic. However, today Tesla announced that it beat those expectations. Quote, "In the second quarter, we produced over 82,000 vehicles and delivered approximately 90,650 vehicles." Now, this means that Tesla is up quarter to quarter from 88,000 deliveries during last quarter and down only 5% year over year. For comparison, other automakers are reporting much greater drops in deliveries. Audi, for example, just reported more than 30% drop in second quarter deliveries. Tesla stock has risen again and is now trading at $1,200 per share. Tesla employees were commended by CEO Elon Musk, who emailed the company saying, quote, "Just amazing how well you executed, especially in such difficult times. I am so proud to work with you." Elon Musk made new comments about Tesla's autopilot rewrite and now puts a timeline of 2 to 4 months before it can be released to the public with more functionality. Tesla is going through what they call a significant foundational rewrite in Tesla Autopilot. As part of the rewrite, Musk says that the neural net is absorbing more and more of the problem. Regarding the rewrite, Musk said, quote, "A lot of functionality will happen all at once when we transition to the new software stack. Most likely, it will be releasable in 2 to 4 months. Then it's a question of what functionality is proven safe enough to enable for owners." Tesla is facing a National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration probe over a possible flaw in the older Model S model battery packs that could be problematic. The issue involves parts in the cooling mechanism that was in the Tesla Model S vehicles from 2012 to 2016, and it could render the battery pack useless or even cause fires. Business Insider obtained some internal Tesla emails that showed the automaker has been aware of the issue since 2012. They reported, quote, "In August of 2012, the part was tested again. Tesla sent the part to Exponent, an engineering and scientific consulting firm. According to internal emails reviewed by Business Insider, Tesla was concerned because the end fittings on the cooling coils were just not staying together and as such were a source of leakage. One Tesla employee described them as, quote, hanging by a thread in August of 2012, according to internal emails reviewed by Business Insider. The Honda E electric car is equipped with a powerful inverter, and a Tesla Model 3 owner decided to demonstrate that by charging his electric car with the Honda E. Last year, Honda launched the production version of the E, its first next-generation electric car, which is equipped with a 35.5 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery. And oddly enough, this powerful inverter with a household outlet in the cabin. YouTuber Bjorn Nyland got his hands on a Honda E and decided to test the outlet by using it to charge his Tesla Model 3. Obviously, it's inefficient and not very practical, but it is kind of a fun experiment. Fiat Chrysler has demonstrated nearly no interest in making electric cars. Meanwhile, just in time for the Independence Day holiday, its Dodge brand has introduced a fire-breathing, supercharged, gas-guzzling 710-horsepower full-size SUV. And it could be the last hurrah for the Hellcat engine inside. According to Fox News Autos, the company head of passenger cars said this about the Hellcat, quote, "Its days are clearly numbered because of the emission requirements." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Nevada launched new incentives yesterday from Nevada Energy's annual Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Demonstration Program called EVID, and this will accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles and EV charging stations across the state. Developers of new lower-income multifamily dwellings and governmental programs will receive the lesser of $10,000 incentives per Level 2 charge port, or 100% of the total project for two or four ports, with a maximum incentive per project of $40,000. The program also allocated funds for the Nevada Electric Highway on US 95 between Vegas and Reno. A maximum of $500,000 per charging construction site will be provided for up to four remaining Nevada Electric Highway construction sites. Additionally, the program will also boost an effort to electrify school buses. Chile's capital city of Santiago just ordered 150 BYD electric buses for the Greater Metropolitan Public Transportation System. According to the publication Sustainable Bus, quote, Chile aims to have the second largest electric bus fleet in the world after China. France's oldest nuclear power plant at Fessenheim closed just on Tuesday, June 30th, and this was after four decades of operation. The process of removing fuel from the reactors is expected to be completed by the year 2023. The plant is expected to be fully decommissioned by the year 2040. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, NIU, spelled N-I-U, remains one of the leading electric scooter companies in the world, both in sales as well as technology. And the company's stock is traded on NASDAQ and is up 91% year-to-date and 267% from the low during the pandemic. In an odd twist, the Chinese company may be looking at creating manufacturing jobs here in America. NIU CEO Yan Li said, quote, "So at this point, we're actually exploring options for global manufacturing to enable us to enter the U.S. with reduced tariff. We're looking at locations in Southeast Asia, as well as locations in Mexico, and potentially in the U.S. as well." A full discussion with the CEO can be found on our site, electrek.co. Voxan has just unveiled its latest electric motorcycle, the Voxan Wattman, a supremely fast bike purpose-built to claim the world record for the fastest electric motorcycle. The Voxan Wattman 15.9 kilowatt-hour battery is designed to dump most of the energy in just a few minutes. For cooling, frozen CO2 is held in a reservoir within the bike and helps to draw heat away from the motor and batteries. The team is aiming to reach a top speed of at least 330 kilometers per hour, or 205 miles per hour, and simultaneously break the previous record of 327 kilometers an hour, or 203.1 miles per hour. Thanks for listening, and by the way, we will be out for the Independence Day holiday on July 4th, and we will hear from you again on Monday, July 6th. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.